This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The determination, the strength of the North Dakotans,
traveling far.
South Dakotans, Minnesotans,
without a home.
Folks on the western edge, Montana, Wyoming, wherever you're listening today, five states, two Canadian provinces, and folks all across the USA. This is What's on Your Mind.
The song kind of has a different context than the Biden administration, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Considering what's going on at the southern border. And
exactly right. And
changed a bit.
So many fronts.
Yeah.
Celebrating Neil Diamond's 81st birthday. Somebody mentioned earlier that he announced a few years back that he had Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, he retired, yeah.
And that's when he retired from touring. But boy, oh boy, one of the greats, no doubt about it. Awful weekend in New York City. An officer fatally shot, another critically hurt. You mentioned the Biden situation, the border Biden, Biden border situation, however you want to talk about that. The tech sell-off deepens as well. We've got some real warning signs happening. Worst week on Wall Street with the numbers since February of 2020 and a seven-month low in the stock markets today. One exception to that has been price of oil, although that's taken a hit today as well. It's down a couple percent, but certainly the Dow today down like 700 points. That's 2% down.
It dove like almost 400 on Friday.
NASDAQ is down like 3% off 400. So, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Team Biden.
You think that the world and the market is finally catching up to what's going on?
Well, what I find interesting is,
I think it's delayed a bit, but
you look at the media and how they cover this. So if you had this level of hit to the stock market in the Trump era, it would be Trump's fault, of course. That's how the corporate media would report that.
Absolutely.
But when we have a seven-month low in the stock market, the worst week since February 2020 under Biden, there's no connection there. Funny how that works, isn't it?
Nothing to see here.
And
all is fine.
Of course, this weekend we had calls for Americans to leave Ukraine because we have a threat from Russia. Amazing. A lot of that was on your mind last hour. Appreciate all the great contributions, finding out what's on the minds of our listeners. On What's on Your Mind. This hour, we're going to check in with our friend, Father Dominic at the University of Mary, to recap the March for Life trip. The students are back. Five buses through snowstorms, 200 students, 36 hours one way, 32 hours the other way of travel back and forth. We're also going to talk to North Dakota native Tom Hoagie. One of his best weekends ever on the PGA Tour, finished second at the American Express Championship, La Quinta, California, over the weekend. Loves celebrating the good work of North Dakotans. Great example of that coming up here in a few minutes. But right now, Father Dominic is here from the University of Mary. All 200 kids accounted for, safe and sound, back in North Dakota. How was it, Father?
Yeah, we all made it back. You know, you were talking about all the woes of the stock market. If you'd have bought stock in the pro-life movement about 49 years ago, it was pretty low right then. But you see the returns these days, and it was even the mainstream media on this March. There was a lot of articles about the energy that was present at this march, and we were we're definitely grateful to be a part of that. You know, there was high energy on the long bus ride, and then you, you see, you know, these, you know, whatever the estimate is, it was hundreds of thousands or, you know, however many people there, but it's just such a high energy event where people are very, they're joyful, and they know that things are changing, in this country, kind of against all odds from what people would have thought, you know, 50 years ago when Roe v. Wade, 49 years ago when Roe v. Wade was legalized.
Yeah, it really is. And I understand it was brutally cold in Washington, D.C., but that didn't deter any of that high energy. And, you know, there's this parlor game of how many people. We know it's the largest march on Washington every year, but because it's a pro-life march, the Capitol Police, the D.C. police, nobody wants to count. Even March for Life has said, we're done with this. But it's hundreds of thousands of people. And you can see it with your own eyes when you take a look at some of the aerial photography. Talk about, you know, when the mainstream media says it's high energy, you know it was high energy. What's it like being in the middle of that? Describe this year's event.
It's awesome. So they had, you know, they have the rally right before the march on the National Mall. And one of the speakers said, and we have five buses from the University of Mary. And our crowd was, we were just standing there, and we didn't know that was going to happen. And so our crowd just got so, or from North Dakota, and there was actually about, you know, 10 buses from North Dakota, but our crowd, our little section of the crowd was so loud that she had to stop for about 30 seconds while we were cheering. And, yeah, it's just like a big rally. And it's so positive, you know, an issue that's so kind of horrifying, that we know that what has to be emphasized, in addition to just how gruesome it is how much we love life. Like why, you know, Fulton Sheen, the Catholic bishop, who had a radio show and a TV show about 75 years ago, he called it life is worth living. You know, that's the Catholic, the Christian mantra is that amidst all of the insanity of life, that it's really worth living and that life is joyful. Whereas the peddlers of, you know, fear and suspicion always want you to think, oh, this is going to ruin your life. Actually, one of the highlights of the rally was a woman, a 36-year-old woman with Down syndrome, gave a really stirring speech. It was so beautiful. I was moved very deeply by it. She gave a great speech about how, you know, her friends have been eliminated from her life even before they were born because of one of the greatest death sentences is being diagnosed prenatally with Down syndrome, where 80% of babies that have prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome in this country are aborted. And there she is, this charismatic speaker, speaking in front of hundreds of thousands of people, showing that life is worth living, that it is good, you know, and for our students to see that, it's just super powerful.
I want you to say that statistic again, because this young lady had Down syndrome, and mothers are able to have a test that tell them before the baby's born that this baby likely would have Down syndrome, and 80% of the mothers that receive that diagnosis about their unborn baby do what?
They have an abortion. You know, there's a couple of things you can look at. There's one, 60 Minutes, I think it was about a few years ago, did a documentary in Iceland where that number is actually 100%, that they're seeking to eradicate Down syndrome through prenatal diagnoses. And it's really interesting because they interview a lot of families who have Down syndrome babies, and you just see it, and they're so happy. Like, and, you know, there's trials, but ultimately, we all know people with Down syndrome, and, you know, they're like, they bring a certain joy that the rest of us can't even bring to a situation. But yeah, so 80% in this country. And there was just an article in the New York Times about 2 weeks ago, of all places, in the New York Times that said, you know, a lot of these prenatal diagnoses are wrong 80% of the time. So it's not even a certainty. It's a guess. And for some of these prenatal diagnoses, it's like a higher chance that they're actually wrong. But, you know, what they tell you, and this is where we stand very confidently to stand against this, is they tell you that, you know, you can't have a full life, you can't have a happy life if you have a child that's inconvenient or disabled or not at the right time for you economically. And we boldly, you know, the group down there and then people all over the country say, no, we'll be here with you. We have these crisis pregnancy centers. We have opportunities to accompany you through your pregnancy and to know that life is worth living, that your child's life is worth cultivating. And even amidst some difficulties and some problems, that there's people out there who want to help you, you know?
Talk to anybody that has had a family member with Down syndrome. Talk to a parent that has raised a Down syndrome baby and talk about the joy that child provides. And to think 80% 80% are aborted, snuffed out. Nope, I'll make a decision. The child won't live. Oh, my gosh, the joy they've robbed themselves from. It's just unbelievable. It just absolutely breaks your heart. And speaking of prenatal decisions, there are many places in this world where a mother will find out, oh, it's a girl? I don't want a girl. I want a boy. I'm going to abort the baby because of the gender of that baby. You know, that is rampant in this world as well. If you can't hear that and know that that happens and not realize the evil that is there, you're awake. You're not awake. You're slumbering. You need to awake from your slumber and realize just how wrong that is. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hang on, if you would, Father. We're going to talk more about the March for Life and the joy and the energy of these students standing up for it, how this tide is turning, how these numbers are going the other way. You often hear numbers like, oh, you know, people want abortion to remain in this country. Then drill down and ask questions like, how many people think there should not be, for instance, restrictions? Some people say, you can get all kinds of data if you drink, but I say ignore all that and know this, the youth of America are changing this debate. It's so fun to watch. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Today.
Kentucky, won she shine with should have stayed. It's all wrong, it's all right.
Good stuff.
And I love
a little live Neil in there.
A little live Neil. He has so darn many hits. Oh. I think he had to do like a melody medley, I guess they call it, right? Medley when he just goes to one to the other, does a couple minutes of each.
Live in America, the mid-90s, one of the best lives ever.
Good stuff.
That's from that one.
81. Happy birthday to Neil Diamond today. You know, now more than ever, it is important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They support organizations that fight for religious freedom, for your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. That's the kind of company I want to support. And they use the same towers as all the other major carriers. They have plans to fit any budget. 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes it so easy to sign up, to transfer your lines over. Discounts for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America and shares your values. Can't go wrong. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily for all the details. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. A couple more minutes with Father Dominic Bauck of the University of Mary, back from the March for Life with 200 kids, 5 buses, a blizzard. They made it home, and it was worth every minute. Then Jane and Bismarck, Travis and Garrison. Want to weigh in here on what's on your mind, couple of texts as well. Tom Hoagie, North Dakota native, PGA golfer, second place this weekend at the American Express Championship in La Quinta, California. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So, Father, let's talk a little bit about the political wins on this issue of Roe versus Wade. 49th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, which is why you were there, 200 kids from the University of Mary in the March for Life. Gets very little attention in the corporate media. It's just so sad. But it is what it is. The worm is turning on this issue. The rise is here, and it's very obvious because the youth have changed this debate. They really have. And I think science has also changed this debate. What about the numbers, the polling, the youth? Do you think most gives you hope that the debate is changing in a big way, not to mention the Supreme Court right now is debating whether Roe versus Wade goes away. We'll have a ruling soon. 49th year might be the last year. What do you point to? What gives you the most hope on this issue, Phil?
Well, I think, you know, it's those polls, you can kind of manipulate those polls, and the media often does. And the one thing that is pretty consistent is that the majority of people want restrictions on abortion. No one wants abortion on demand at all stages. Which is odd because that's the way that, you know, the language of a safe, legal, and rare maybe of the 90s that was like, well, abortion is not this, is kind of objectively a bad thing, but, you know, life is complicated. So as long as it's available in extremely limited circumstances, then we can, you know, make provision for that. That has really gone away to where it's now, you know, they'll say things on Twitter like shout your abortion. Or, you know, like really emphasize how this is just kind of like a rite of passage in life. And that doesn't play well, with, I think, your voting types. And on the other side, you have this pretty unanimous now shift to where if you declare yourself to be, conservative at all, that being like pretty robustly pro-life is now, it's almost a prerequisite to be on a ticket, which is, I think that's probably one of the things that's the most encouraging in the past, you know, my lifetime. And so there's this with a lot of issues, there's a lot of separation now where the middle is kind of empty. And you could say, well, you know, maybe that's bad, but on an issue like abortion, you know, if it is the taking of innocent human life, there isn't a whole lot of room for compromise at that point. I think people are recognizing that. So if it's a life, it needs to have legal protection, just like all of us. And if it's not, then what are we wasting our time about? But science is very much on the side of life to say, oh my gosh, look at like what an unborn child looks like. I mean, look at what they act like. Look what they can do. They can feel pain. They have a heartbeat at very early stages. And these are things that weren't even available in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was legalized through a very odd means through the Supreme Court, which isn't supposed to be the vehicle by which those things are decided. So, you know, they highlighted a bunch of laws at the state level. You talked about, Scott, sex selection abortions. There's a bunch of states that have banned those. And I can't even imagine, you know, again, speaking of playing well, is like a political issue. How could you stand against a law that says you cannot have an abortion based on the fact of what sex the baby is? And that's not an imaginary issue. Like you said, worldwide, and I'm sure even in this country, that's a real thing. Like, women in particular are more likely to die in the womb than a male child because of, you know, bad ideas. But that, according to the abortion on demand crowd, like, that should be a protected right. You know, who says that? If a baby has Down syndrome, why is Down syndrome a death sentence? And I think, you know, over and over, these kind of parts of the issue are shifting the conversation to where your average voter who might not pay a lot of attention to social issues hears these things and says, that can't be right. You shouldn't be able to have an abortion. You know, like Governor of Virginia Northam, the one who just left office, when he said, you know, you could put a baby on a operating table and decide, the doctor can decide whether or not that it deserves to continue. That's a born child. And that's where this debate goes. And then people see that and they're like, well, I don't think we should be able to, you know, commit infanticide on an already born child. Well, what's the difference between that child that's been born in 2 hours ago was in the womb? The child itself is still a child. And so I think these things with science and with images really play well. And I think, you know, there is a polarization on the issue, but with the especially on the state level now, if Roe v. Wade, you know, God willing, would be overturned in a dramatic way, then it will fall to the states. And then you'll just see a lot of state polarizations, which would be great because, you know, in a state like North Dakota, we're a very pro-life state, and we could finally have laws that reflect the people of the state versus this kind of one-size-fits-all Supreme Court decision, which it's not accountable to voters in any way, you know.
Katie says the majority of the citizens of this great country of North Dakota, there was a vote a couple of years ago, right, want abortion to remain safe and legal. If you think taking away hard-fought rights from Americans is going to be some rosy, enlightened moment, you are dead wrong. What'd you say to Katie, Father?
You know, that's a difficult way to say it. I guess we're talking about competing rights. And to recognize that rights aren't absolute. You know, this is a long philosophical conversation, but, you know, even from a very basic level, we don't have the right to destroy life. Like, that's written in the Declaration of Independence, that all of us are endowed by our Creator with the right to life. And that goes for people who maybe society at the moment considers undesirable. You know, one of the things that...
I don't know how anyone could advocate for abortion of a child whose heart is beating. It just is so foreign to me, and that's why I think science is changing this. God bless you, Father, for taking the kids to Washington, D.C. to be part of something so special, the March for Life, University of Mary. Keep going, Father. Thanks for the time.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An IRS work shortage, an enormous workload from pandemic-related programs, and stalled legislation will cause taxpayers pain this tax season. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
As the Treasury Department and the IRS have said, the IRS right now has an unacceptable backlog, and that customer service that people are receiving is not what the American public deserves, and the president is very mindful of that.
NATO said Monday that it's putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighters to the Eastern Europe area, as Ireland warned that new Russian war games off its coast are not welcome, given tensions over whether Vladimir Putin intends to attack Ukraine. The United Arab Emirates says it intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi early Monday. It's the second attack in a week that targeted the capital. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at NorthDakotaPetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Speaking of North Dakota, every corner of North Dakota should be proud of Tom Holge, PGA golfer. Finished in second place this weekend. Big payday, 800 G's plus. How about that? We'll talk with him in a moment after we hear from a couple of folks waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind, like Jane in Bismarck. Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah, what's the ethanol plant in North Dakota?
Where are the ethanol plants in North Dakota?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Richardson, North Dakota, Castleton, North Dakota. There are the Midwest Ag Energy plants.
Okay.
Up there in...
Richardson and Castleton, right?
Well, there's more of them. Yep, there's Hankinson. There's the Midwest Ag Energy plants north of Bismarck. Yeah, that's all you wanted to know?
Yep, keep up the good work. I really like to listen to you guys. You do a great job. So keep up the good work, and God bless you, and God bless... What's your last name, Scott?
Hannon, H-E-N-N-E-N. Hannon.
Okay, Hannah. Just keep up the good work, and I listen to Todd Marshall, too, in the afternoons.
They call him Todd the Radio God, Todd Marshall. It's actually Mitchell, Todd Mitchell.
Oh, Todd Mitchell, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't listen to TV. I don't listen to much TV anymore. There's nothing on.
There's that.
Thank you.
There's nothing there. So.
God bless you, Jane. And we're a big fan of ethanol because it connects North Dakota cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. How about that? Corn becomes fuel. Love it. Travis in Garrison. What's on your mind, Travis?
Yeah, I was just calling about... the southern border of Mexico, Biden's got this Remain in Mexico deal worked out with the Mexican government. Well, they're coming across the southern border of Mexico, getting processed into Mexico, and they go to the UN and get debit cards that are loaded with $200, and then they stay down there for a while, and the Mexico officials release them in a timely, staggered event as they move toward the southern border of the United States and fund them with these cards all the way. So if we're funding the UN this does not bode well for the United States. Using our money to infiltrate us with a bunch of illegal immigrants.
Travis, I appreciate the call. Illegal immigration is but one travesty at the southern border. But there are so many. How about fentanyl? How about human trafficking? How about just...
gangs. Let's go down the list.
Exactly right. The getaways. We talked to Tom Holman last week, who was the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief under Presidents Reagan, Bush 41, Clinton, Bush 43, Obama, and Trump, and said Trump was by far the best, Biden by far the worst. Think about this. The getaways. Right now, the vast majority of people come across the border, turn themselves in because they are handed a welcome wagon. Glad to have you. Where would you like to go? Plane ticket anywhere. But what about the people that don't turn themselves in, that are here to do us harm? You turn yourself in, you literally get handed a voucher pack and a plane ticket anywhere you want to go. Think about that. But if you run from that, what are you here to do? Here to do us harm. Incredible. Just think about that.
Well, and you know, I believe that the mass majority of those people coming across are just looking for a better life, and that's fine. I love that you want a better life. I wish you'd get in line, though, and do it like you're supposed to do it legally, like everyone else that's come to this country over the last 200 and how many years that wanted a better life as well. It's not really rocket science. You just have to respect the law, which we don't do anymore, because apparently it doesn't mean anything. That's the bottom line.
Very true. Couple of quick texts, and we'll bring in our next guest. Some great commentary today from the listeners. When the diagnosis of Down syndrome comes across, many times nurses and doctors will automatically schedule the abortion. Sad how many wonderful people were lost due to these practices. Scott, thank you for celebrating the 200 University of Mary kids who couldn't go into a restaurant in Washington, D.C. to eat, because some of these college students at the University of Mary have chosen not to have a vaccine. They couldn't go into a restaurant and eat in the nation's capital. Just think about that, folks. Father Dominic Buck, chaplain at the University of Mary, and the 200 kids, 36 hours in a bus there, 36 hours in a bus back. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Our next guest, what a great story, folks. North Dakotan, Fargo native. One of his best weekends ever on the PGA Tour, finished alone in second place at the American Express Championship, La Quinta, California. 21 under par, two shots back of the winner, Hudson Swafford, and his second-place career finish in the PGA. Takes home $828,400, 300 FedEx Cup points. Tom Hoge joins us on What's On Your Mind. Congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Unbelievable. How is that feeling coming down the back nine of the hunt for your first ever PGA Tour win? What did it feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun more than anything. You know, that's why we put in those hours to get in those situations. And, you know, they're long days on Sundays. We're in contention right there. It just seems like a long round takes forever. You know, you get off to I was off to an okay start. I birdied the fourth hole. It was right there. And then had a little bit of a slow stretch on 5 through 10. I made a bogey in the 10th hole. Was not out of it, but I knew that I was a ways back. I needed to kind of get something going there and made a few birdies on 11 and 12 to get right back in the mix. So it was fun. You know, the winner, Hudson Swafford, is a good friend of mine. I watched him make a few putts there on 16 and 17 that kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit, but there was still a lot to play for there. Being in a big tie for second was nice to hole a real nice putt off the back of the 17th green to break out of that tie. So it was fun.
You know, a weekend where you start on fire and steady play throughout the whole weekend. Just talk a little bit about the weekend and the pressure. I mean, you got four rounds. We're talking about, of course, the back nine and the hunt for your first ever PGA Tour win, but you were on fire. Talk about the weekend as a whole in all four rounds.
Yeah, you know, this tournament was unique that we played three golf courses. And the cut came after the third round. So the first 2 days we had perfect weather in Palm Springs, no wind, nothing, and guys were making birdies all over the place. So I shot 13 under the first 2 days and was in good shape. And then the weather changed pretty good for us. Friday afternoon, Saturday got pretty windy. And I was on the other golf course about 15 minutes away from PJ West where the other two golf courses were with the host. So it was just, it changed things quite a bit, just not really knowing what to expect, what the weather would be like at the other golf courses. So just tried to hang in there at that point. It got a lot tougher. So, you know, I shot 4 under in the third round, 4 under yesterday, final round, and really played just as well. It's just that much harder to score. Like you said, a little bit more pressure, things tighten up a little bit, but I was pleased with it. I felt great the whole way. And I just got to keep putting myself in those positions here and hopefully knock that door down and get that first win.
So what's the big prize this weekend, would you say? The 800+ thousand that is the cash payout from finishing all alone in number two, or those FedEx Cup points?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, we're playing for the FedEx Cup. That's kind of the season-long deal. The money's great. You've got world ranking points. I'm up to 64th in the world. And you know, if I can get into the top 50, that starts getting me the Masters and all the major tournaments. So, you know, they're all great. But I guess at the end of the day, just being a competitor that, you know, I've been working really hard the last few months, I would say, to try to kind of push to that next level and take my game, you know, kind of up a notch and start competing with some of these big name guys. And for me, just kind of validation that what I've been working on is paying off. And, you know, even with that being said, I didn't feel like I had a great putting week out there. And if I could have putted just a little bit better, you know, it probably would have changed the outcome. So, you know, we're playing Torrey Pines this week, and it actually starts on Wednesday, which is unusual for us. So it's right back to work this morning here at Torrey Pines and try and get dialed in and do it again this week.
Tom Hoge, PGA golfer, great weekend this weekend. North Dakota native, grew up in Fargo. It's just darn fun to see it. What are you going to learn from a weekend like this, Tom, that could help you in future tournaments?
You know, I've been there a few times, and I failed pretty badly the first few times I was there. And more than anything, there's just no way to prepare for kind of the internal feelings that you have and what to expect that comes with those Sundays. Like I said, the round seems to take forever just because you're kind of heightened emotionally. You got that little bit of anxiousness the whole day. So it's a long day, emotionally draining day, and you've just got to hang in there the whole way. And so for me, more than anything, like I said, if I can just keep putting myself in that situation and give myself a chance that, you know, you feel more comfortable each time, you know what to expect, and I really feel prepared for it. So I'm hopeful that I can get back in that situation again soon.
You feel like this might be a year when you could earn your way into one of those majors like the Masters or U.S. Open. Is this the year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've played a couple of U.S. Opens in the past from qualifying. And with that finish last week, it should be good enough to get me in the PGA Championship again this year as well. So, you know, I'm definitely kind of taking it up to that next notch where you're getting in some of those major tournaments. So it's exciting, you know, but the Masters has kind of always been the tournament that every kid dreams of. You always want to be there, and that's the one that I still haven't played in yet, so that's kind of the next goal to get to.
Congrats on a great weekend. It was fun. It was so fun. Some great NFL games. I'm sure you didn't pay attention, but what a weekend. Unbelievable, and it's always great to see a North Dakotan do well, so that was my highlight with the sports of the weekend, even with all those great NFL teams. Congrats, Tom. It was great.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It sounds like I missed some of the best football games here in 10 or 20 years, so that was a little disappointing. But,
you can watch the highlights today and know that it was great fun doing what you did in the PGA this weekend, too. It's fantastic. Take care. Good talking to you. Congrats again.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
What's on Your Mind brought to you today by our good friends at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Whether it's the Swedish meatballs on MP Avenue downtown or Valley City, the beef chips, you're going to love it. PetroServe USA.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Pet Safe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick, GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. 0% APR for very well qualified buyers on most 2021 and 22 GMC models, as well as Buick SUV models. And coming very soon, the GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV. Learn more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Awesome interview, says a texter with Scott Hoagie. I watched every minute of the coverage. I love following his career. Thanks for doing that. Sorry, Scott Hoagie. His dad is Chuck Hoagie.
Tom Hoagie.
And a good guy. It was Tom Hoagie.
Yep.
The texter said Scott Hoagie. His name is Tom Hoagie.
Yes.
Not Scott, but I know what they meant. But they were saying, awesome interview, Scott, with Tom Hoagie. Anyway. His dad is Chuck Hoagie, too, by the way. Very good guy. I knew his dad. I didn't know Tom well, but good guy. Another texter says, NFL equals woke garbage. And
they're better.
While I don't disagree, they're getting a little better. But whether you think it's woke garbage or not, that was awesome football.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
And they bought into the whole, all of it, year and a half, whatever, season and a half ago. But they've come back a bit. I don't know.
I don't live my life around football. I don't either.
I really don't either. I'm not going to not watch because of. But they came back with great troop tributes this year, and they're showing the anthem more and more. I mean, they're realizing who their audience is the bottom line.
I had a very long honey-do list this weekend, so the nice thing for me was, I was multitasking, and I actually followed more of the NFL on social media, and seeing the clips. And I actually watched the games, checking in on the PGA. That was pretty cool with Tom Hoge in there, but got a lot done. I was also following what's going on in Ukraine and thinking about the North Dakota farmer who is detained in Ukraine. And I'm wondering when the Biden administration is saying, Americans, leave Ukraine, if that means they're actually going to do what Senator Kramer is asking, and that is get this.
No.
You don't think so?
No, they won't do anything about it. They can care less.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know what my favorite social media moment of the weekend was, Todd?
What's that?
This is my highlight.
Okay.
The post you put up there about having a voicemail from your dad.
Aw.
What an awesome treasure that is. His last voicemail from his dad before he passed away, and he kept it.
Oh, yes.
That's a treasure.
Cannot bring myself to...
Oh, no.
Know.
Don't.
Don't. Don't.
I won't.
Yeah, ever.
I won't. Yeah.
Hard to listen to, I bet, but I get it.
Very.
Texas, unbelievable. But that was my highlight of
the last
media.
I got of my dad was him dictating on his little voice recorder a letter his secretary was going to write for him or something that back in the day. We have no video, no old movies.
My mom actually
dictating about some engineering issue.
And mom gave the kids a Christmas ornament with one of those where you record her voice.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas, love mom.
Yeah.
And so we have that. And I have I have my dad because he was a radio guy. Texture says, I heard you were contacted by the Stockman's Association and never responded. You only seem to carry one message and let a very small group get all the time on your show from us beef folks. The Dakota Resource Council does not speak for cattle producers in the state. Disappointed you're always so one-sided in your messages. I'm trying to be a message for beef, period. And I want, and the only thing I've said critical to beef folks, get on one page. But no, I'm happy to have the Stockman's Association or anybody on. Appreciate the text. Scott Herman is here from Action Movers.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott.
We, of course, love our partnership with Action Movers. And I want to talk a little bit today about the many services you offer from Action Movers, including let me pack on my pace and drop me off one of those little moving boxes, right? All the way up to AAA awesome service from Action Movers. Tell us a little bit about what you offer.
Yeah, that's right, Scott. We offer everything from do-it-yourself to a full-service move, and we're affiliated with United Van Lines, which is the largest moving company in this country. And so we've been a proud agent for them since 1957. And sometimes people see that name, United Van Lines, and they think, well, that's who I call when I'm moving out of state. Well, Action Movers, as we've already said, we do the full gamut of moving, from do-it-yourself, and that's with our sister company, Go Minis, where we can drop a container off right in your driveway. Gives you the freedom to move on your own timeline, fill that container up. Those are rented by the month. And then, of course, we offer all sorts of different services. Even if you get a rental truck and you're planning on doing things yourself, we can certainly provide you professional movers to help you with some of the heavier items. Or if you're looking to do a local move, we're very competitively priced. In many cases, we're priced lower than any of our competitors. If you need help packing, we provide packing services. Or if you need moving boxes, we have full supplies of that. And if you're a customer of ours, we actually provide you with free used moving boxes that we get from existing customers that are still in very good shape. And so anything you need related moving, Action Movers, we can absolutely help you with whatever it is. We have locations in Bismarck, Minot, and Fargo here in North Dakota, and then we're also in a few other states around us.
North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call them at 566-5532. 566-5532. Online at actionmovers.com. It's two A's in Action Movers. Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Thank you.
Good chatting with you. I think I'd go easy on my back and let the professional, the professionally trained background check movers do the job, wouldn't you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The option. The Go Minis is appealing from a bottom line standpoint, but they, you know, can't do it. See you tomorrow, folks, on What's on Your Mind. God bless.
Washington politicians are getting richer and richer. A report says Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And Dr. Fauci just revealed he's worth over $10 million. Not bad for working in public service. If you're tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Stinchfield. He's on Newsmax, weeknights at 7 p.m. Central, and everyone is tuning in. Grant Stinchfield exposes the Washington insiders in his series Hypocrites in America. He even names the hypocrites and reveals their secret agendas. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris giving their take on Stinchfield. I watched Newsmax. You need it, too. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV, like Samsung, Vizio, LG, streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are tuning to watch Newsmax for news they can trust. Watch Stinchfield today and find out why. Newsmax. You're going to love it.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.